Joe Fisher's home is only 30,000 square feet. He joins us now.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good. What's going on?
Well, pretty good weekend. Vanderbilt's baseball team goes down to Georgia, and Georgia ranked 12th in the country and got two great wins on Friday and Saturday, and then a hard-fought game yesterday that felt very much like an NCAA tournament kind of game. And Georgia scored in the bottom of the ninth to win 4-3, but two out of three in the series, so certainly not locked up for a place in the SEC tournament in 2 weeks, but a lot better off than they were before they went down to Georgia. Now it's down to, I think the magic number now is two, a combination of Vanderbilt wins or Kentucky losses this coming weekend to Florida that adds up to two would put Vanderbilt in the tournament.
And then Vanderbilt has Tennessee to finish up at home, correct?
Right, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This is that the weekend being the last weekend of the regular season, they've moved it back one day to allow one extra day before you head down to the tournament in Hoover that begins on a Wednesday. So we'll start with Thursday night.
Tim Corbin knew this was going to be a challenging season, I think, with, you know, new faces to plug in and a lot of different places on this team. At this point in the year, how do you think he feels about this group?
Well, I think he feels a little better now than he did. I think he knew that there were going to be a lot of young faces that were going to have to contribute in the field and offensively. I think he felt like the pitching staff might have been a little more consistent than they have been this year because that's where a lot of the experience was. But one of the things they did this weekend for the first time, flipped the lineup around. Sonny Gray got his first start, and he started on the Friday night game. And pitched very well, pitched six innings and got the win. So Mike Minor was moved to Saturday. He had an outstanding game, complete game victory, and struck out 10 or 11. And then yesterday, Drew Hayes got the start, and he only gave up a couple of hits, pitched very well. But it got into one of those games where situationally everybody was making changes back and forth. We ended up using seven pitchers in the game and lost by a run. But if the pitching staff holds and pitches the way they did this weekend, I think they're prepared for a pretty good stretch run.
Joe, we got to tell the story about Jacob Stallings at North Carolina Thursday. A catcher by trade, he gets an emergency call to pitch, and a pretty interesting outcome.
I'm not surprised, Mark. Actually, I remember when Jacob was being recruited and when he signed with North Carolina, I kept asking Kevin, if he was going to go as a pitcher as well, because I had seen him play at Brentwood Academy, and he had been utilized as one of their top pitchers as well as a catcher. And Kevin said, no, they're not going to do that with him. They're just going to, you know, he's going to be a catcher, and that's all. And I was amazed because he's got a great arm, and I guess forced into service
against Longwood. And the funny story is, Kevin is following it on that sort of simulation that they have on the internet. And he looked at who was coming in to pitch in the 12th, and he saw Stallings, and he thought it was a mistake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I know that we would be on the road for some of during basketball season, and Kevin is not Kevin is a computer guy to a degree, but he doesn't live and die by the laptop, you know? But it was funny because on road trips now, I was like, I may need to borrow your laptop. Oh, really? Yeah, he's playing at 3 o'clock. I'm going to try to keep up with that. So, yeah, the internet has really helped out in that regard. But I know it was forced into action, I guess, but I would not be surprised if down the stretch and throughout his career, he becomes one of those guys that comes in certain situations. He can throw. He's got a great fastball. He's got a good curveball. Of course, you know how tall and long he is. He can bring it, so I wouldn't be surprised if North Carolina did that even more.
Yeah, he got him out 1-2-3 and got credit for the win.
Yep, that's perfect.
Yep.
Well, you tell Coach Stallings that the Cardinals were lucky yesterday.
I'm sure he knows that.
Against the team of the 70s, as you like to refer to. Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.